It's been over a year now since Dan Mulligan's life abruptly changed.
A year ago, Sunday was the most haunting day of my life.
The former cook at the Duck Creek Kitchen and Bar at the Oneida Casino Complex was one of the three men shot by 62-year-old Bruce Pofahl, a former co-worker who walked into the casino that May 1st with a gun and an intent to kill.
I was cutting something, I remember, and I hear a pop, pop, and I look up, and the first victim he took was my best friend and my roommate, Ian Simpson. He was probably standing about 6 feet away from me.
A 32-year-old Simpson was shot and killed in that moment. Moments later, 35-year-old Jacob Bartell was also fatally shot. Mulligan was filled with rage.
I was so mad that he just took my brother's life in front of me like that. And furthermore, the smile and the wink he gave to me after the fact. My immediate concern was, I'm going to jump over this desk and pop this mother effer. You know, I didn't.
He didn't yet. Mulligan says he saw co-workers on the ground and immediately went to help them get out of the restaurant. Then he went back to find that bystanders were already attempting first aid on the victims. He then joined the rest of his co-workers as police rushed to the scene.
I went outside. I joined the others. But something didn't feel right to me. I was like, why are we all standing out here in this crowd? Like, the shooter could still be at large.
Mulligan had no way of knowing just how right he was. In those moments, Pofahl was still out there. In fact, he was very close.
All I remember is I look over and there he is trying to blend in with the crowd, and I'm easily the only one that recognized him.
Pofahl, in a moment clearly seen on release security camera footage, then approaches Mulligan's group.
As I approached him, I said, "Hey, Bruce!" And then he looked at me, we made eye contact, and I swung at him, and as soon as my hand made contact with his face, I don't know if his gun went off. Like, I really don't know.
Mulligan had been shot in the face.
Bullet entered right below my right eye, passed through and out the back of my head. The miraculous part is that I have no brain damage.
Adrenaline surged through him in that moment. Shock did not.
I laid in that parking lot and told myself that you are not going to die right now. You have a lot to live for. You have a lot to move on for. And you need to get up. Even in the police report, there I am with a bullet in my back, covered in a complete puddle of my own blood. And I'm trying to get up and I'm trying to, like, still fight this.
The gunshot that left Mulligan bleeding on the pavement alerted police to his location. Less than 40 seconds later, officers closed in. Pofahl was killed after refusing to surrender to police. He was said to have a grudge against his co-workers after being fired from his former job at the restaurant.
Bruce was literally escorted out of the building. He's fired because he's a pervert, he's a psychopath, and he's an ass. I know this, right? But my other co-workers don't know that.
Mulligan, a year later, is angry. He feels that neither his former employers nor the police did enough ahead of the shooting, when he says plenty of red flags existed.
There's so many reports of just him being a pervert and him being this and being that. And even after he got fired, he went and bought a gun. Like, that didn't raise any red flags, or I guess not.
Mulligan says he knew more than most staff about what was going on with Pofahl. Court records show he had a history of harassment and making threats. Mulligan was close to the people involved even before the shooting.
I knew that this guy was after us. Not many people knew that, right? Not like my other coworkers. Nobody knew about, like, the danger of this guy.
Mulligan calls Pofahl a control freak, a pervert, and a psychopath. Court documents show that Pofahl sought to control his employees and made inappropriate advances on female coworkers.
He's actually caught putting tracking devices on my roommate's car, on some of my other coworkers' cars, maybe even my car, I don't even know.
It ultimately led to his dismissal, although Mulligan says Pofahl had been seen several times at the casino afterwards. Pofahl then bought a gun that wasn't confiscated, despite the order of protection, after a judge ruled that Pofahl was likely not a threat. But he was. Mulligan was told he may never walk again after the shooting. His injuries were serious.
I just remember, like, mentally telling myself, like, hey, like, you need to get better. Like, your friend Ian, who's going to have a service pretty soon, you're going to want to go see that.
His jaw was wired shut. He spent 2 weeks in the hospital, but he recovered, something he calls a miracle.
Physically, I am recovered. Mentally, God, no. And this is something that I'm just now accepting.
Mulligan has left Wisconsin. He's moved back to his native Massachusetts. He's making music with a group of friends. And he says he's taken a lot away from the worst day of his life.
Love as hard as you can, as often as you can. And don't, like, let petty shit get in the way of how you feel about somebody or how you just be, you know? Just be.
And if the Lord wants to take me, I'm here for the taking. 'Cause hell's probably better than trying to get by.
Rob Sussman, WTAQ News.